Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Chaf. Hey, Moed Katan 25. And we start with the Mishnah on the very bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein Korin, that we don't tear the garments for as part of being a mourner, V'lo Choltzin, and we also don't bear the shoulder of a Mevarim, and we don't eat a special meal that's typically eaten by mourners, which is called a Sudas Havra'ah, which is the first meal that's eaten after the burial. Elo Krovav Shalmes. We only do this for the relatives, for the seven relatives of the person who is deceased. And so that's what the Mishnah teaches. So says the Gemara on the top of 25a, Vafilu Chacham, even if the person who died is a Chacham, even if he's a great scholar, only is it really the case that only his relatives are the ones who do these displays of mourning? Vatanya Chacham Shemes HaKol Krovav. If the scholar dies, everyone is his relative. HaKol Krovav Salkadaitoch. The Gemara asks, is everyone his relative? Ella Kol HaKol Kikrovav. Everybody is like his relative, meaning HaKol Koron Olav, HaKol Choltzin Olav, HaKol Mavrin Olav Berachava. Everybody tears their garments from him, everyone reveals their shoulder, and everyone does the Sudas Havra'ah for him. Everyone eats the meal for this mourner, whereas as opposed to our Mishnah, which says it only for the actual relatives. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, no, our Mishnah is only talking about a case, the Lav Chacham Hu, where the person who died was not a Chacham, was not a Torah scholar, but for a Chacham who dies, yes, indeed, everybody is obligated to observe the laws of mourning for the Chacham. So the Gemara says, V'yadim kasher hu. So the Gemara says, well, if he's really even for an Adam Kasher who's not like a Chacham who died, everybody has to tear the garment for such a person. Even in Chol Moed, the Tanya, Neima, Banav, Ubenozav, Shaladam, Mason, Kashen, Kitanim, a very difficult source, but we're going to read it, but this is a very, very difficult source. Very hard source to read, but the source says, why do a person's children die when they are small? Kadesha yivka visabo adam kosher, so that a person can mourn and cry for a person who is for a adam kosher, meaning to say, adam kosher is somebody who never had anything bad said upon him, and he was not suspected of any sin. So Yivkevius Abel, so that a person should mourn and cry for such a person, Arvona Koshakomine. Do we take from him a deposit? So why is the person dying? Why are the young children dying? So it must be Al Mamneshalo Bachavis Abel Adam Kasher. So it's a punishment because the world did not mourn properly for an Adam Kasher who died, therefore this person, his children died, because anyone who cries and mourns for an Adam Kasher, we forgive him for all of his sins on account of the honor that was done for this Adam Kasher. So we see from here that it's a mitzvah to mourn for even a regular person, even if you're not his relative, even if he's not a Chacham. So how come it says in our Mishnah that you only mourn for the relatives? So the Gemara says, well, the Lav Adam Kasher. We're talking about a person who's not a Chacham and he's also not an Adam Kasher. He's not this special person. Well, the Gemara says, well, Ida Hakai Hasem Mishas Yitzias Neshama Chiyuvim Mechayva. Well, also if you're there when the person dies, you should also be obligated to mourn. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Ha Omed Alameis Bishas Yitzias Neshama, that a person is standing there when the relative dies, or well, not when the relative dies, when the person dies, anybody who's standing there, Chayev L'Kroa, is obligated to give a proper eulogy. L'maze Domeh, what's it like to a person who's there at the moment that the soul departs from the world? Was safe for Torah Shen Nisraf. A person who's standing there at the moment the soul departs, it's similar to a Torah scroll that was burnt, because a Torah scroll is called a ner, a Torah scroll is called a flame, as it says, Kiner Mitzvah the Torah aura, the flame is the mitzvah and the Torah is light. And also the soul of a person is called a ner, as it says, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. And so we see the light of God is the soul of a person. So we see from here, Shechayev L'Kroa, that just like you're obligated to tear your garment for a Torah scroll that's burnt, and so too you're obligated to tear your scroll for a soul from the Jewish people that departs if you're there. So we see from here that somebody who is there at the moment of the departure is obligated to tear their garments, even if they're not their relative, even if they're not a Chacham, and even if they're not an Adam Kasher. So the Gemara says, yeah, what's our Mishnah talking about? Delo Kai Hasam, you're not there at the moment of the death. b'shas yitzias neshama. You're not there at the moment of the death. But indeed, if you'd be there, you'd be obligated to tear your garments. Gemara tells us an incident with respect to tearing your garments for a scholar who dies. Ki nachnav shei d'Rav Safra, when Rav Safra dies, lo karu rabbanon alei, the rabbis didn't tear their garments for him. Amri, so the sages say, we don't have to tear our garments from him. Lo gamrina minei, we didn't study Torah from him. Amru hu Abaye says, mi tanya harav shameis, don't say if your Rebbe dies, you have to tear your garments. Chacham shameis says, if a scholar dies, you have to tear your garments from him. That's what is tanya. V'od, and furthermore, kol yoma shematatete b'pumim, every single day, his teachings are always saying the base medrash. You have to mourn for him. He is your Rebbe, even though he didn't study with him. You say his teachings every single day. So they said, okay, you know what? We missed it. What happened, happened. Okay, we agree with you, but we missed it. But we don't need to do anything. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says to them, no, Tanina, Chacham calls mancha oskim behesped chayavon lekroa. Chacham, as long as you're engaged in eulogizing him, you're obligated to tear. And that's still the obligation to tear. Several mikrego altars. So the Chacham said, okay, let's do it immediately without making a eulogy. Amar Abaye, no, Tanya, Chacham kavodo besbedo. You have to go and give a eulogy now and tear your garments to mourn for him properly.